Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, Cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you were just listening from that long-awaited Detox album. Kilroy, Emacs Damage produced the track, Call In and Speak. I remember when Sister Londa even said, it's not too late that song should have a video to it. Anyway, welcome again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10 and Verse 36. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in to 646-478-0944. If you have any commercials or any music that you wish to send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com, emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, for those people, I'm just going to give you a list and a rundown of things that you can listen to, such as Common Sense Radio, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube channels of Joseph Motley Jr. period, Joseph P. Motley Jr., the Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. 1, and the Twitter page of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period, Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. You could also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter, JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also on Twitter, Man in the Street 13, Man in the Street 13. Also, www.templabor.org for hiring needs. You could also take a look at thelogtv.com and the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Again, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. Now, I get a chance to have some fun in my life. Hey, may you all have a safe, continued Labor Day weekend. I knew doing this show that if everybody was smart, I might get away with just doing nothing but playing music, because most of you all should be enjoying the holiday. That's most of you all. You should be. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10 debuting, and that's from Monday to a Monday. Number 10 debuting, Meets the Shredder. Number 9 debuting with new material, The Actual Tannis. Number 8, Lorraine Award Show last night. Number 7, you can Facebook, A Celebration of the Life of Angelo Miller. And also Facebook, Lift Every Voice, Say His Name, Angelo Miller, March to Reopen the Case, Angelo Miller. That's the way both of those go. Number 6, moving up. If the others were all debuting, this one moves up to number 6, Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. 3 new videos and songs, one where he cameos with Sheriff Kilroy, one where he joins Life Struggles Depression, a.k.a. LSD, and Queen Beauty, and also Joseph Motley Jr., the solo record. Number 5, debuting. Re-debuting because the Mark Morant story uncut. Scene Magazine and other news nationwide spotlighting his comeback song, featuring Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds, Angela Y. Davis, video produced by Hood Famous TV, directed by Mike Smooth, Igloo Crew Records. That's number 5, over 10,000 views. Number 4, Facebook, Jam Sessions, September 3rd with Esther Fitz. That just happened. Number 3, moving up, the Dialogue Center last Saturday, Power Women's Domestic Violence and Police Brutality, and Cowboy and Monica Pulse Points honored. Cowboy and Monica honored Black on Black Crime Inc., Black Man's Army, and other people that they feel was there for them. And they combined both events. And you also had the Ward 8 Councilman, Mike Polensic, Ward 4 Council Candidate Official Write-In, Dontez Taylor, District 11 Candidate Laverne Gore, Sheriff Kilroy performed 4 songs off of Commander in Chief. Ronnie B. performed his classic song, Whatever. Charles sang. You had Beef and Pork Ribs. You had Beef and Pork Polish Boys. You also had Brick in the Building, CUMR, Black House Sound, Brick House Wellness, The Boss Corps, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy. A lot of things happened, which was a blessing. Number 2, moving up, you can Facebook the 14th Annual Multi-Music Festival featuring Stokely last Saturday. It was crowded there. And debuting, I knew what was going to be number 1 last week. All Labor Day weekend activities, from the air show to the parades, etc., all Labor Day weekend activities. Before I do anything else, I would at least like to point out, when it comes to the salutations, that we lost The Wire actor, Michael K. Williams. As a matter of fact, I have to say that Suave Gotti, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line when I'm on the air doing my Monday show? Man, you get an infamous shout-out for that one. My thing is, right? write down those infamous shout-outs. I haven't had them for maybe a couple of weeks, so it's good to have that particular thing happen. You all would think that I was just being too nice to people. But with that being said, salutations goes out to the Wire actor, Michael K. Williams, who was found dead of a suspected heroin overdose in his Brooklyn penthouse this afternoon, law enforcement sources said. Williams, 54, was discovered face down and unconscious in the dining room of his luxury Williamsburg pad with what appeared to be heroin on the kitchen table, a lot of sources say it. It's amazing. One of the acclaimed, you know, actor's nephews said they talked to him Friday, and Williams was supposed to show up at an event Saturday but never made it. They went to the home Monday, and someone called the cops to the address. Apparently it was 440 Kent Avenue, just before 2 p.m., saying that the man was unresponsive and felt cold. Williams, who had talked openly about his past struggles with drugs, was pronounced dead by authorities at 2:12 p.m. No foul play indicated so far. But, yeah, he was well known for that, his role. Definitely. And, you know, he had been on... He played the role of Omar Little. I'm going to say Little. I believe it is Omar Little in a TV series. It was gritty, too, The Wire. His openly gay character toted a sawed-off shotgun while walking the mean streets of Baltimore, robbing drug dealers and whistling the tune to Elmer Fudd's A Hunting We Will Go. And, you know, he said he brought his personal experiences, including his own struggles, to his roles. And he just used this job to engage empathy and compassion for people society might stereotype or ostracize. No one walks up and says, I'm going to become a drug dealer or I'm going to become a stick-up kid. No, there is a series of events that makes them feel this is the only way out. As a black man growing up in the hood, I bear witness to some of those events, which is what he said himself. And he even had the scar to prove it. The remnant of a horrific slashing from a fight outside of a bar in Queens when he was just 25 years old. The actor had been vocal about his own struggles with drugs through the years, including and during the filming of The Wire, saying that getting so into the role of Little, who robs drug dealers, affected him in real life. So those are just a few things. Believe it or not, though, he started out as a backup dancer for Madonna and George Michael before being encouraged by rapper Tupac Shakur to go into performing. He used his eventual fame to promote social justice, becoming an ambassador for ending mass incarceration for the American Civil Liberties Union in 2015. So he said, I could have been Eric Garner. I could have been Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin, Williams told The Guardian and other news sources, referring to the three dead black men whose law enforcement-related fatalities helped fuel the Black Lives Matter movement. My goal is to end mass incarceration and to have more dialogue about how can we stop the government filling up jails with low-level, nonviolent drug offenders and people with mental illnesses or addictions. Those are health issues, not criminal. So that's a little bit about him, about Michael K. Williams, inside story of him. My thing is, I want to thank people who took the time to at least listen, those who will replay the program. There were a lot of things that did happen throughout the time. I would like to at least, I'll tell you what I'll do. Because you know your team is hot in football when they play a rerun of the Browns beating the Steelers in the wild card game last year. They replayed that game, and it had high ratings I believe, on the local WEWS affiliate, which would be Channel 5. They replayed that game. Everybody's seen it from last year, but I guess everybody's excited of the season that's upcoming. So with that being said, I get a chance to, on this holiday, is play some of the music that I like. So my thing is, I might as well go ahead, enjoy myself, and play something from GMS, Hood Famous TV. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the time to play Dog.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
I'm Brown, orange and white stripes. The sea town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, Doc. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Amarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans. We gon' take it to your grill, Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett.
That's colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog nation. Dog nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog nation. Dog nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Yeah. We gonna shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Okay, featuring on guitar, the legendary Mike Calhoun of the legendary Daz Band, Kinsman Daz Band. You know, this is almost as if on cue. I'm looking at a 216-322 phone number, 216-322. You're on live. How are you?
Man, what's happening? Can you hear me?
I can't. Man, wait a minute, 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 wait a minute. Is this the legendary Suave Gotti?
Man, it's the dude that was just rapping on that song.
First of all, I'm glad you called in because, man, by you calling into the right number, I have to ask you about that particular record because I was just talking about the reason I played it was because the Cleveland Browns, they were played on TV to high ratings. High ratings on the local affiliate for WEWS, Channel 5. They had high ratings for playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it was a replay of the wild card game last year or the beginning, I'll say, of this, you know, playoff year for this year that everybody saw. They saw what happened. They saw us win. They know we won a wild card game. We set history. But the game was replayed, and it had high ratings yesterday. And so with that being said, brother, talk to me because this song was done before everybody just loved the Cleveland Browns. Talk to me about that, man.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, it just was at the time when the Cavaliers had kind of like way won the championship, and everybody around the world was, you know, was wearing Cavaliers and stuff. And then it just kind of, you know, being a Cleveland native and seeing the ups and downs of all our teams, while everybody was all on this Cavalier stuff, I just, you know, I was like, you know, y'all don't need, you know, you don't need me. You got, there's enough people in the world. You got people in Japan wearing Cavaliers now because they done won the championship and LeBron and all that. So I was like, man, y'all don't need, to me now, wearing, to me, at the time, wearing Cavaliers did not mean you were from Cleveland anymore.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That did not mean you were from Cleveland anymore. So, you know, you put on, you know, when they won a championship, after that, if you put on a Cavaliers shirt and you went to Atlanta and was walking through the mall, nobody was going to say, you're from Cleveland? That ain't what they're going to say. They're going to look at you like, you know, hey, you might be from Atlanta wearing a Cavaliers shirt right now because everybody's wearing the Cavaliers. So I... looked at our team. I humbly looked at the Browns at the time who weren't doing that well. And it just, you know, it was like, you need to make a song to boost their morale. And let's go. You know, it's like if you have a strong arm but the other one is weak, you don't have to put all that exercise into that arm anymore. Let's get this weak arm strong. So, you know, arm strong, you get it. But so so I think it was probably maybe a year after that we started putting together the works of what we have now, which has been upgraded several times. But, you know, it was just to try to get the first of all, to get the Cleveland Browns spotlighted and get their morale up. And it seems like after we made the song, seems like it's like magic started happening to the Browns. we're glad to show everybody. I think we're now reaping the benefits of not being the Johnny Come Lately, but being there when it was bad. Since we were there when it was bad, I feel like we're being rewarded now for things being good. That's what's happening with the Kaya Dog crew, the Kaya Dog crew and the Kaya Dog Nation. We are being rewarded for being with the Browns when they weren't winning, when they were struggling, when they, you know what I'm saying? And that's when we originally made the song. And it's, I swear, ever since we made it, it's like they've been getting better and better and better and better. And now they're kind of revered, you know, and it's,
right.
It's great. You know, we just hit 30,000 views. For our snippet, not the whole song, even the 30,000 on the over 30,000 views, and
the season
hasn't even started yet. So officially started yet. So I'm pretty sure we should be at 50,000 real soon. And hey, it'd be nice. Maybe we make go ahead and by the time this year's out, man, these guys keep bulldozing over people. We might see that magic 100,000 views,
mm-hmm.
which would be cool because we're also got in the works a movie called Kaya Dog, the Kaya Dog, the movie with my man HJF. So all these things will be able to be tied in with the Browns' success, which is coming.
Wow.
So that's what you got right there, man. It was a pleasure to make the song. You know, I know that, you know, we tell everybody in the snippet that this is the greatest Browns rap song ever made. And I just know that it is beautiful to have a song that's powerful enough to where when you make a statement like that, you don't get too many arguments, you know?
Yeah, the numbers aren't lying when it comes to the view. Mm-hmm. The numbers are not lying.
It's just beautiful when you see comments, man. It's just beautiful when you see comments because everything, you know, 30,000 to one person is a lot, and to somebody who, you know, may be used to 100,000 in whatever, you know, world, you know, that might not be that much. But the thing I'll tell you is this, is it's been organic. It hasn't been the easiest road, but I think that we're good that it hasn't been the easiest road because we've been learning about how the more people get hip to this song, you'll get more people, you know, down with it. So our job is just to just not stop putting it out there so people can hear it. You know, it's kind of like way like the radio. It'll play a song bunch of times in a day, and no matter how much you get tired of it, if you listen to the radio, they'll play it again the next day. So,
right,
you know, it's just great understanding. And the marketing is if you have something good, it only plays out when you quit promoting it. And since we don't quit promoting it, it never plays out. Why? Because it's good. It's actually a good song. So, shout out to you and everybody who has been supporting us since day one. But I'm going to say something else. I want to shout out the people who just starting to support us, too. It ain't even about the ones that just day one. I don't care. Long as you love the Browns and you like what the Browns is doing, you can jump on the wagon or whatever you want to call it. We're here for you. Get that song, pump that song, play that song. It is on Amazon, so, you know, you can get it. That's Dog Nation. Yeah.
Wow. Man, I'm glad you called in because right now I'm looking at a song that was only 3 minutes and around 26-odd seconds. It was straight to the point. It's the J-O. Some people call it Johnny O. Some call it J-J for Johnny O and Joe Boom. Even mentioned Earl Holliman. Talk to me about that song, man, the J-O, and what's so important about it to you, man.
Well, you know, I think that what's happened is I'm currently making anthems for things that I think have been overlooked. When we originally did the Dog Nation, like I said, the Browns were not contenders. So, but we felt like they needed that morale. They were being overlooked. Let's put them on. We're going to give them a spotlight before they get a national spotlight, and that's what we did. It seems like it worked out well. I know in Cleveland, DJ Johnny O would basically be kind of like what Marley Marl was for New York, you know.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, all MCs, you know, from back in the day originally made a rap song about their DJs. So, you know, you had LL Cool J, Cut Creator, Rakim, Eric B., Will Smith, Fresh Prince, you know, Biz Markie, Cool V, Melly Mel, Grandmaster Flash, Run DMC, what's your man's name? Jam Master.
Yes, indeed.
Jam Master J. UTFO, Mixmaster Ice, Whistle, Silver Spinner, Houdini, Grandmaster D,
yeah.
You know, Salt and Pepper, Spinderella, the list goes on and on, Public Enemy, Terminator X.
Yeah,
these people made, you know, these people revered the DJ, and they put the DJ out there, the DJ, because the hip hop started with the DJ, Kool Herc. So, you know, I wanted to honor two DJs, and I wanted to honor one who was still amongst us and one who had left us, and that wound up being Joe Boom, who had left us, and then Johnny O, who was still here, since they both had J-O in their names. You know, that's how we just linked them together and called the song the J-O. And it's just a dedication to two legendary hip-hop public figures. And I knew that I wanted to, one, hip somebody on who might not have been around back in the day. And then I also wanted to remind people who had known these names that these people were very vital and very important people in the Cleveland hip-hop community. And I wanted to just basically give people a raw, dope, headbanger song about those two DJs and something not soft. I didn't want to give them any, you know, I don't want to get him a love letter sounding type song. I wanted to get him a real hip hop, you know, just a real shout out. I wanted to give him a real shout out, man, and that's what we did with the J-O.
I appreciate that. Well, before I play that particular record and go to some of our other phone callers, how can people at least get ahead themselves? How can they find your material? How can they join in the movement, be kept up to date with what's happening? How can they do those things?
I would say, you know, if you're on the Book of Faces, then go to either the Suave Gotti, S-U-A-V-E, space, G-O-D-D-I. You can go to my Facebook page, you know, Suave Gotti's Facebook page. and or you can go to Kaya Dog Crew Facebook page, and you know, and so instead of Cuyahoga, because that's where we at in the city of Cleveland, instead of Cuyahoga, it's Kaya Dog. So it's spelled the same way Cuyahoga is. Just take the H and replace it with a D and take the A off the end. So it's Kaya Dog. Go to that. And also, you can hit us up at area code 216-202-GMS1. And we have old school for people who need CDs. We have CDs, but we also have flash drives. So you can even get it on flash drive, and our CDs and our DVDs, no, not DVDs, but our CDs and our USBs. It's a 13-song project, so you got the Jim Brown song and some other awesome tunes on those projects. So that's how you can get at us on in that fashion.
Thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate you. Before I go and check out that 216-235 phone number, we're about to play that track. And thank you very much for calling in on this Labor Day.
Thank you for having me, man. And we'll see y'all soon at the Super Bowl, all right?
All right. This sounds excellent. 216-235, I will get to you very shortly. Give me about 3 minutes and 26 seconds. Be right back.
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, Citron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. So I've got, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman was so. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cops. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny and my man Joe.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
And Morris Black, Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young, then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches, back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria, he would stick to his vans and trucks, as he ran amok, Boom Squad, yeah they banned it up, first Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday, he had it looking like a video, Kismet Square, it was a piff affair, and free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell him about the babies, though. We gotta tell him about the babies, yo. He had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boo.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny and my man Joe Boo.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
They talking about coming Cleveland legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing off tight like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
When I got the 1200s, it was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas next. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
And I'm going to come back through and go to the 216-235. How are you doing out there this evening?
Man, that was super awesome, yo. Shout out to the Godfather Suave Gotti, man. I don't know if you got time to do this at the end of your radio show. Could you play that track again, though? I feel like we need to let Cleveland know what is hot, like what's popping, like facts though.
Because you said it, I'll do my best. I'll leave it on deck.
All right, I don't care. Like, just do a snippet. They need to know, man.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? This is Magic Taps. I'm just checking in with everybody. I've been kind of under the weather. No, a lot of people ain't see me around. That's because I had the flu. Now I want everybody else to get the flu. I thought I had COVID, so I'm blessed I don't have COVID.
Right, right.
Long story short, yeah, I'm just calling in to tell everybody, look, if you are in 4-4, you're in the 4-4, and he, like, in fact, even though I was sick, me and his brother, we still went out yesterday night and rode around the whole, like, World 4, you know, saying, passing off flyers and talking to people, you know. Support Dontez Taylor when it comes to World 4. He's there for the blind and new technology to help people that's in need of those certain things. You know, so that's a big thing right there, you know, because we can't overlook people that got other situations, you know what I'm saying, going on. And I like the fact that a brother like that, that's strong enough to step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying, even though, you know what I'm saying, he has his vision issues and stuff like that, but he's still able to step up to the plate and see the, he's still able to see the vision, you know, as far as what people need out here in this city. That's a good thing. So I'm just telling everybody, on November 2nd, come out and do the right thing. Vote for Dontez Taylor. Like I said, he's Ward 4, and everybody know, everybody been paying attention, everybody knew what happened with Ward 4. It's been a lot of corruption. Dontez Taylor is not here to do any corruption. He's here for the people. He's not here to finesse money. Basically. I don't care who, like, I don't know, it might be people here that hear this and might think otherwise, you know. Like I said, though, he's here for the people, though. This ain't no fugazi nonsense, you know. Like, this man has been out there a whole lot, you know what I'm saying, protesting, activist, you know what I'm saying, doing his activist thing, you know. He's been out there in the field for a long time, so... You know, for somebody to see the issues that's going on within World 4, you see it's a bunch of corroded houses. It's people that say that, yeah, we need certain things did to our neighborhood because the neighborhood is just so jacked up, you know, the roads and, you know, and just the certain houses, things are not being done. So it was like, it shouldn't take this long for houses and things of that nature to be rebuilt up, like tore down and rebuilt back up and stuff. It would take. If everybody pay attention, it's basically your so-called councilmen and mayors finessing money. Oh yeah, shout out to A-Town Billings. A lot of corruption in the EC. I'm going to say it. Facts. Shout out to A-Town Billings. And I want him. I want him to become mayor in EC. Don't let that stop you, bro. With that old petty
push
arrested. Don't let that stop you, bro. That dreadlock, you know what? You can wear the dreads, look like you are, not, you know what I'm saying, for the people. But, dude, we already know you've been finessing, homie. You've been finessing, homie. You've been finessing. So it's probably why, you know what I'm saying, hey, Ben addressed you the way he did. You feel intimidated. Because you know, bro, you like another Frank Mayer Jackson. Homie, I'm Major Tax. I be EC all the time. All the time, bro. I done seen you plenty of times, dude. You come off with a good projection, but like, dude, you just, and it's just like with the other politicians and stuff like that, finessing the people. You know what I'm saying? It'll make no sense. EC was a nice big establishment. You know what I'm saying? Nice big establishment. Shout out to Joe Jones. He put that out there. It was a nice big establishment. Why is things getting funded and taken care of on the west side, though when it comes to the east side in East Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? It's all torn down. Let me stop right there because, first of all, I'm on the campaign trail for Dontaze Taylor.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just putting out facts, man. Everybody need to. I'm just want everybody to be wise. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Think about, you know what I'm saying. Be wise and awoke about what's going on because I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing. I'm not really big on politics, but I do listen and pay attention to a lot of what's going on. You know, I am really getting like into this politician realm. You know what I'm saying? It's feeling like it's pulling me into it. It's pulling me into it. You know, but like I said, for Fourth Ward, support Dontaze Taylor, Buckeye, Kids Man, you Shaker, all up through there. Support this man because he is, you know what I'm saying, doing something for a real good cause. He a young brother, you know, with a lot of different ideas for this community, you know, in the ward. So support him. You know, this proprietor EMT, but, you know what I'm saying, my whole thing is for this brother to win and get in office. You know, y'all can check me out on YouTube, whatever, though. But like I said, though, support Dontaze Taylor for Ward 4 because that's where my focus is on right now. I've been under the weather, though, but, you know what I'm saying, I ain't far too gone. I'm around.
Gotcha.
Basically, I'm around. So, that being said, peace and love for privacy.
Peace and love.
And I'm out. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you very much. And, you know, I love it when a phone caller makes my job easy. Why? Because they just made a request, and I like that record. So we're going to do a rewind on that and play the J.O. and that song from legend himself, Suave Gotti. Of course, GMS Hood Famous. We already know. Let's play it.
Kenley told me to sing it like this.
Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cop. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man, Joe.
Who is the craziest
young, then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up. First Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday, they had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair, and free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell them about the babies, though. We gotta tell them about the babies, yo. We had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny and my man Joe Boone.
I started DJing, I was tight like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
I got some 1200s. It was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas' necks. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
And that song goes out by request. Now, this came out last Thursday online, so I don't know if it'll end up in this Wednesday Scene magazine, but the person who ended it up went back into the top 10 with over 10,000 views for their video. It looked like since the video has come out, they had a few hundred, even a few more likes. Because Scene Magazine, Mark Morant, the Cleveland man who lived 15 minutes of fame and controversy after finding $640,000 on the street 20 years ago, has a new single about his life. As a matter of fact, 20 years ago, a man named Mark Morant found $640,000 in cash on a street in downtown Cleveland that had just fallen out of an armored truck. And so begins a whirlwind of controversy and fame. Morant, who worked a couple of security jobs at the time, had told Scene Magazine and others back then that he tried to wave down the truck when he saw the money fall. Failing to draw the attention of the driver, he took the money home and put it in his basement, seals unbroken on the stacks of cash. Over the next 48 hours, he said he tried to call the FBI, but couldn't get anyone on the line. When he did finally get in touch, according to this coverage, the FBI obviously didn't buy his story. He was treated more like a criminal than a good Samaritan. Agents interrogated him for 2 hours, berating and accusing him of theft and conspiracy, he says. Then they sent him on his way without the $75,000 reward that had been offered. Morant hired George Forbes in his pursuit of payment. A string of stories and interviews followed, landing Morant on the national media landscape and in the pages of the National Enquirer. The pressure campaign worked. The FBI caved and gave Morant, told him he could collect $75,000. But two other people had also called the FBI, hoping to get paid as well. People who saw the description of Morant before he was publicly identified and alerted the feds to who he was. For their efforts, one got 10 grand of the 75 Morant was to collect, and the other got 15 grand from the company that owned the truck. Morant walked away with $43,334 after paying George Forbes. Not my cut, my fee, Forbes had told Scene Magazine in 2003. Shit, I work for my money. If I don't get paid, he don't get paid. Morant took his lump sum and was judicious, even if the money quickly ran out. He started, which is a wrong, erroneous thing. Igloo Crew Records was already started. What he did was he invested more into that label. And it put out some forgettable local tracks by Cleveland artists. But here's the thing. A lot of people did not forget, though, the names of Mike Smooth. They didn't forget the Mo Dog Chill name. They did not forget the Skrilla Boys. So the thing is, Mark Morant was smart. He said, even if I'd kept the money, they would have traced the serial numbers, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at my little girls through a plate of glass, and my wife is out here as a single parent. It wasn't worth it to me, which is what Mark Morant had told C Magazine. And he said, after all he'd been through, if he had second thoughts about simply keeping the money. Skip ahead 20 years, and Morant this spring released a single about his life on that old Igloo Crew Records label, bringing the story to a modern audience who probably has no idea that this little slice of Cleveland history ever existed. They do have the song, and they've been promoting it on the Scene Magazine article. Now, here's what makes it so interesting about that whole story. Mark Morant managed to make it on the news app for the Newsbreak. So now it's catching national attention, which means international attention for those who are trolling and looking for certain things to talk about. Throughout Ohio, some of those news stations are picking it up. So the song has new life. Congratulations. How do things come full circle? I'm very blessed, highly favored, and thankful that during the time of everything, I was managing the Skrilla Boys on Igloo Crew Records. Mark Morant trusted me way back then, 20 years ago, to do that. And it had some success. I remember Brother Mo, Vanessa, they backed me up by making sure things happened on the west side for the young men. I had a little team around me, which was nice. Igloo Crew Records was helped in part, especially with the Skrilla Boys for the Chop Shop Renegades, Arrogant, DJ Chicago. Certain things I managed to get them to and keep them in touch with, so I was blessed by the creator. As I look at my history and things coming full circle, that song that has over 10,000 views and is gaining attention, I would like to humbly say that the producer of that song is a person by the name of Joseph Motley Jr. from Black House Sound, who's produced a lot of songs for myself and others. Yeah, even through that major show that happened at the African Museum, which featured Major Tats. So Black House Sound, Mr. Powers is also on that song with Mark Morant in a featured role. Angela Y. Davis is also in a featured role on that song, and she's seen in the music video along with Mark Morant. Sheriff Kilroy is on that song doing the hook, and is also seen in the music video. So it's good to see things come basically full circle and to see things happen. Just think what would have happened if he had quit and said after 20 years, nope, we're not even looking at this. But instead of him being so jaded and bitter, he was just thankful that I was still using beats, because as a manager for the Skrilla Boys, I got a chance to keep those beats and from Igloo Crew Records, and used a couple of them for BDA and really the name of the song is BTA, but as well as Black Orca, and just keeping the name alive. And I figured the group would come back in one shape, form, or fashion, but they did. And I'm thankful that they kept going and didn't slow down. I want to thank you all out there. For those who think that things happen fast, and if it doesn't happen, it'll never happen, hey, keep the faith. Keep going forward. Keep pushing forward. Don't stop, because you never know what might happen. I want to thank people very much for tuning in to this program. I know how to go out. I just want to say I appreciate everybody out there. Today made, I thank you very much for being a person who made impressions on people, strong impressions. I appreciate it. Always will. Talk to you all soon. Why not play this for a few seconds? Peace.
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it.
Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-Tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cop. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man.
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young, then they had a son. A young DJ named Joe came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banded up first. Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday it had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair, and free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell them about the babies though. We gotta tell them about the babies, yo. He had Rochelle, Joe.